Well, Guinea-Bissau, and you can see it in people's faces, Guinea-Bissau is happy because of this inauguration. We expect that it will mark a new era for the country. In the last days, the authorities were trying to arrange everything, the streets, to cut batch plants, to prepare and show to the world that things will now go smoothly, and maybe the country will reach what we want, which is peace and stability.
How are the ordinary people reacting to the inauguration?
Yes, they are very enthusiastic. An appeal was made yesterday, Monday, on the radio, inviting people to go to the stadium, attend the ceremony. Yesterday night, people were gathering in front of PIGC, the ruling party, and expecting that the president would talk to them, or at least to express their solidarity. People are respectful, and they wanted something to change, and they think that the inauguration things will definitely go for the better.
Well, the UN supported financially the election. What role will the UN play in coming days ahead?
The UN is represented in this inauguration ceremony by the Assistant Secretary General for Political Affairs, Ms. Haile Menkerios, and talking to Guinea-Bissau counterpart, he expressed the support of the UN as well as the international community partners, that the international community will stand beside Guinea-Bissau and help tackle the problems. We have a lot of issues. We have of course, the security sector reform, we have development, we also have this inquiry commission of the assassinations of March 2009. But for sure, the UN is with Guinea-Bissau people.
In the years to come, what role will the UN play in terms of establishing peace and you know, calming down suspicions among political opponents to ensure that Guinea-Bissau charts a new and better course for its peoples?
Yeah, first of all, the representative of the Secretary General is working with Guinea-Bissau counterparts on the need of inclusion. Include everybody, even if people are different positions, politically speaking. At the same time, the UN will be establishing an integrated office January 1st, which means that we'll have more staff, we'll have a mandate, a huge mandate, and this will help address main challenges Guinea-Bissau is facing.